Lawyers groups have given a scathing assessment of the federal government's attempts to shut down a test case that would make it harder to prosecute people smugglers. Legal aid groups have argued before the courts that bringing people to Australia by boat is not necessarily illegal. The government has responded by attempting to amend the Migration Act to shore up its legal position. But lawyers have told a Senate committee that the government's intervention is heavy-handed and could actually expose it to further challenges in the future. Stephen Jedgetts reports from Canberra.
The federal government and the opposition rushed the amendments to the Migration Act through the lower house last week, but they have not yet passed the Senate. The retrospective changes would make it clear that anyone who brings in an asylum seeker without a valid visa is breaking the law and will face a minimum 5-year jail term if guilty. But Saul Holt from Victoria's Legal Aid has told a Senate committee that the vast majority of people facing the charges are bit players and not high-level criminals running people smuggling rings, and they don't deserve such harsh treatment.
This Parliament has two extreme legislative steps that it can take. One is mandatory sentencing and the other is retrospective law, and it is entitled to do them both. But it should only do them when it really, 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 really means it and when the circumstances of the offending are such that it should really be done. And the men that are targeted by these laws are not criminals. The men that are targeted by these laws who sit languishing in Australian detention centres and prisons are not the evil people smugglers to whom the stuff is addressed.
Mr. Holt's representing a 20-year-old Indonesian man charged with people smuggling. He argues that under the current laws, bringing people to Australia by boat is legal because they have a right to seek asylum. The amendments before Parliament would scuttle his argument. But Mr. Holt says instead of doing all it can to defend the current unfair laws, the government should create new laws which specifically target high-level people smugglers.
The six people who are currently prosecuted, who are organisers, would also gain the benefit of this argument. I acknowledge that immediately. What it highlights, in fact, is the problem of making everybody liable to the aggravated people smuggling offence, because no matter what they do, as long as there are more than five people, they're subject to mandatory terms of imprisonment.
The amendments would have ramifications for more than 300 other men who are also facing people smuggling charges. Jonathan Davies from the Australian Lawyers Alliance says the government's proposal is offensive.
A person should not be prosecuted for a criminal offence which was not in existence at the time of the relevant activity. It is offensive because it smacks of arbitrary government.
And he says instead of resolving legal uncertainties, the amendments may actually create a legal minefield.
I will guarantee you that this package is explosive with potential for litigation. A can of worms does not accurately describe it. The very fact that the legislation has been brought raises the question of the doubt in interpretation. I see simply that everybody that's sitting in jail now that's been convicted under this section and has exhausted their appeal should prepare an application to the International Human Rights Committee and will become an international embarrassment.
The Attorney General's Department has published guidelines which say retrospective legislation should only be applied rarely and to people who are morally culpable for their actions. The Liberal Senator Gary Humphries has grilled the department's Ian Anderson on whether these amendments meet that test.
I don't think you can avoid the policy issue behind that.
No, Senator. In a situation where Parliament has said that these offences should be penalised by a 20-year maximum sentence and a 5-year mandatory minimum sentence, we say that that's a serious situation.
So are you saying that the moral culpability is determined by the fact that the mandatory sentence makes them morally culpable?
Senator, I'm saying that people smuggling is viewed as definitely a very serious activity. It puts lives at risk.
The Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young also had some questions.
So including the poor Indonesian fisherman who's 19 years old and has been tricked to board a boat that he thought he was going on a fishing trip for.
I'll certainly say that their culpability is going to be less than that of an organiser. But I will also say that the Australian government does have an offshore information communication campaign to seek to educate people in other countries about the dangers of people smuggling and about the risks.
It's not yet clear when the amendments will go before the Senate.
Stephen Jedgetts.